So this poem has an epigraph from, and I really have a little trouble pronouncing this last name, from Fran Zolchecki. The first name is Fran and the last name is Zolchecki. I think it's Eastern European. And the epigraph that Fran, or the statement Fran makes is, the lip curl hangs in the space between danger and fear. And this poem is called Elvis Impersonator. And the introduction is funnier than the poem. So Elvis Impersonator. The neighbor's dog barks and barks. How weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable beauty is. Bark, as beauty does. I find a black widow in a thick crack by the back porch. It crabs or trucks. It is fast as a bark. I don't know how to describe it in a word. I want to, but the best I can do is this. It is as terrifying as fashion. The hourglass on its belly is red as rapture, or the rapture. I feel underappreciated. Quick as night, the fat spider skitters down a runway in spiked heels. Tight wires are everywhere. An audience is clapping. I sing hunka hunka and you ain't nothing but a deep in my starched pajamas until I almost forget. But the spider is a trusting heart beating its eight count on gauze and darkness until I confess my fear with a screwdriver blade and pin her abdomen to the concrete and spread it like butter. Bark. I kill her again and again like my youth. A time when there was something to say and the real king lived, walked through city after city, handing out $50 bills and Cadillacs, and I wore clothes loose like bags. And if you were a woman, I wanted to kiss you, to peer at your nakedness with the same eyes that would watch this spider, to peer in the same way I would as I stand now at the back door of my house, almost panicked, because my two-year-old son in the backyard is out of reach so often in this world of danger. Even as I sing his mother's name and I sing his name, and they both come to me as I stand on the precipice of the porch, wiping the blade of a screwdriver and feeling like wind must feel when all of the jackets are buttoned. Or like the rest of the Presleys must feel when they see black shoe polish and hair, or when they stand before a medicine cabinet, or just the opposite, but not relief, not ever.